Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. That's Pro Call Harum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr. Burt Folsom is the co-author, along with Anita Folsom, of FDR Goes to War, which is the sequel to New Deal or Raw Deal, which is both books all about FDR's presidency and how the things that he did hurt America and are still hurting. Some of them are still hurting America, Bert. Thanks again for hanging out with us. BertFolsom.com, is that right?
Yes, BertFolsom.com. I have a blog that I connect current events and history. That's the key thing there.
And better than anybody I know, too, folks, as you know by now, those of you who have been listening for a while. Also professor of history at Hillsdale College, hillsdale.edu. Bert, the debate about taxes, what to do about taxes, is coming back to a head. Ironically, not so much on the merits of the tax itself as it is on whether we can trust the IRS to collect our taxes. I mean, I think the IRS behavior, their behavior recently, the scandal that's come to a head, I think that's brought back the debate about taxes more than anything. What do you think?
I think so. It's amazingly how quickly once you really expand power, that it gets abused. Franklin Roosevelt's son, Elliot, said in a book he wrote, "My father was the first person to use the IRS as a political weapon." And that's, of course, because the taxes became big for the first time under Franklin Roosevelt.
Right.
It didn't take long for the abuse to occur. And once you increase dramatically the role of government, as we've done in the last 5 years, it didn't take long for the IRS abuse to follow. In other words, once you increase the size of government, the abuses of that increase began to follow pretty quickly.
And what's really striking terror in the hearts of business owners, Bert, is the fact that this same organization that's now getting reports of the abuse of funds. We're getting reports of the we've already had reports about the scandal, the targeting of groups. This same organization is going to be in charge of enforcing Obamacare, a law that we're already scared to death about, and now we've got the specter of Obamacare and the IRS coming down on us. This is a chilling effect, Bert, that is not making small business owners want to hire more people.
I can imagine that would exactly be the case, Jim. One of the reports that came out yesterday was that 378 people who worked for the IRS, who had for various reasons resigned, did not have their credit cards, that they had company credit cards, revoked.
Wow.
And I mean, that lets you know what kind of oversight is going to be done on Obamacare if that's the case.
And if somebody says, Bert, well, you know, things happen, things slip through the crack. That's true. Nobody's arguing that, but that's the reason for your point about we need smaller government, because if we have smaller government, we have smaller issues like this.
The mistakes are smaller, aren't they? Right. Human nature is such that in the marketplace, in order to be successful and to satisfy your desires, you have to give somebody something that he wants. And so a small businessman has to be attuning his self-interest, as Adam Smith would say, to trying to please the customer and give the customer a good product at a competitive price.
But Bert,
in government, it works differently.
As a society, in terms of having the will by the populace, by the citizenry, to reduce the size of government, haven't we already crossed the Rubicon? Isn't that jig up? I mean, isn't it over? Isn't that opportunity lost now?
Well, I don't think so. Jim, and the reason I say that is that if we look at Roosevelt and the huge growth of government, the national debt grew from 40 some billion dollars to $260 billion in the last during World War II. We had a huge growth of government, and we cut it after World War II.
Yeah, but that was a different citizenry, though. That was a different population, Bert. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the, whether mechanically we can do it, whether politically it can be done. I'm talking
well,
about
the political will.
Does America have the will to do it? Have we crossed the Rubicon from too many payers to too many takers?
This is a moment in history with these IRS scandals and all of this that it might be a moment where we can successfully reduce the role of government.
From your mouth to God's ears, Bert, that's all I can say.
BertFolsom.com
is the website. Check out all of his books there, and they're available wherever books are sold. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Bert,
have a good day.
Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not... I'll be back after this next break, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.